USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States is committed to fighting global warming. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 summit in Egypt on Friday, Biden said new spending on clean energy initiatives will help ensure the United States hits its goal by 2030. In close election races, ballots continue to be counted, and some in Washington, D.C. are not happy.
With the way Nevada and Arizona are conducting their elections, the delays in announcing winners does not put faith in their election procedures. It's not fair to the candidates and the American voters when states with three times the voters finishes before sparsely populated states. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
These states need to take a hard look at their election laws, just like Florida did 20 years ago. You know, after the 2000 presidential election, I think many leaders in Florida were embarrassed about what had happened. Democrats and Republicans together came together and they reformed their electoral system so you would have an efficient system that is confidence-inspiring and gets results promptly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Federal Trade Commission is keeping a close eye on Twitter's moves under new owner Elon Musk. An FTC spokesman saying the agency could hold the company to specific security and privacy standards under a recent settlement. NASA is assessing damages to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida. The agency saying it found minor damage to the rocket after Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. Peak winds reached 82 miles per hour, which is 3 below the maximum gust NASA said the rocket could withstand. The agency didn't roll back the equipment ahead of the storm. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Vice President Kamala Harris is honoring service members at Arlington National Cemetery. In a Veterans Day speech, Harris paid homage to those who served in uniform at home and overseas to defend the country's most sacred values.
On Veterans Day, we celebrate the generations of Americans who fought to make that promise real.
She added, Veterans Day is about coming together to express our profound gratitude. Iranian protesters refuse to back down.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former baseball star Pete Rose is asking MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to let him into the Hall of Fame. In a letter to Manfred, Rose said he has apologized many times for betting on baseball games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. This comes as a committee created by the league is considering 8 names to be inducted into the Hall who weren't voted in by the writers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.